Source: Trump, thence caught off guard by Zelensky's offensive antics. By Bradley J. on February 28, 2025. President Donald Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance were expecting a consequential but standard Oval Office appearance with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday. Their appearance was anything but routine. The meeting to announce a rare earth materials agreement between Ukraine and the United States as part of a pathway to peace between Ukraine and Russia deteriorated quickly after a combative Zelensky protested U.S. desire to draw down the long war. The president and vice president were caught off guard by Zelensky's offensive antics, a source familiar told Breitbart News. Watch, get out. Zelensky leaves White House after Trump, Vance torch him in Oval Office meeting. Zelensky suggested Ukraine had been fighting the war alone, insisting more aid from the West was needed to provide leverage in continuing, not ending, the war. He went as far as suggesting the U.S. would feel the consequences of war. In response to Vance telling Zelensky the U.S. was trying to bring an end to the European conflict. During a war, everybody has problems, Zelensky responded. Even you, but you have nice oceans and don't feel threatened, now. But you will feel it in the future. God bless, you are not at war. Don't tell us what we're going to feel, Trump interrupted. We're trying to solve a problem. Don't tell us what we're going to feel, because you're in no position to dictate that. Watch, Trump and J.D. Vance warn Zelensky about rejecting peace, you don't have the cards right now. Trump and Vance broke from the talking points to give Zelensky a dose of reality, telling him he should be grateful for the outpouring of U.S. and European resources. Trump remarked that it was good for the American people to see what's going on with regards to Zelensky's attitude towards the U.S. I think it's very important. That's why I kept this going so long, Trump said. You have to be thankful. You don't have the cards. You're buried there. Your people are dying. You're running low on soldiers. Then you tell us, I don't want a ceasefire. I don't want a ceasefire. Bradley J. is deputy political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley J.